Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participates in ASEAN-India Summit and East Asia Summit in Jakarta, Indonesia, says ASEAN is the central pillar of India's Act East policy. Prime Minister says India's G20 presidency focused on human-centric progress to ensure fruits of globalization reach last mile. Delhi all set to roll out red carpet for world leaders for G20 summit. Festival of Janmashtami, marking birth of Lord Krishna, being celebrated in different parts of the country. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people on the occasion. In football, India to take on Iraq in semi-final of King's Cup in Thailand this afternoon. And in US Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden to play in semi-final of men's doubles in New York tonight. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the 20th ASEAN-India Summit and the 18th East Asia Summit at Jakarta in Indonesia this morning. Speaking at the ASEAN-India Summit, Prime Minister Modi said ASEAN is the central pillar of India's Act East policy and ASEAN has an important place in India's Indo-Pacific initiatives.
Hamari history aur geography Bharat aur ASEAN ko jodte hain. Saathi saaja values, kshetriya ekta, शांति समृद्धि और मल्टीपोलर वर्ल्ड में साझा विश्वास भी हमें आपस में जोड़ता है आसियान भारत की एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी का केंद्रीय स्तंभ है भारत आसियान सेंट्रलिटी और इंडो पैसिफिक पर आसियान के आउटलुक का पूर्ण समर्थन करता है भारत के इंडो पैसिफिक इनिशिएटिव में भी आसियान क्षेत्र का प्रमुख स्थान है
The Prime Minister called for amplifying the voice of the Global South.
21वीं सदी एशिया की सदी है हम सबकी सदी है इसके लिए आवश्यक है कि हम एक रूल्स बेस्ड पोस्ट कोविड वर्ल्ड ऑर्डर का निर्माण और मानव कल्याण के लिए सबका प्रयास फ्री और ओपन इंडो पैसिफिक की प्रगति में और ग्लोबल साउथ की आवाज को बुलंद करने में हम सबके साझे हित है मुझे विश्वास है कि आज हमारी बातचीत से भारत और आसियान क्षेत्र के भावी भविष्य को और सुदृढ़ बनाने के लिए नए संकल्प लिए जाएंगे कंट्री कोऑर्डिनेटर सिंगापुर आगामी अध्यक्ष लाओ पीडीआर और आप सभी के साथ भारत कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर काम करने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है
Mr. Modi said there has been consistent progress in India-ASEAN mutual cooperation in spite of atmosphere of global uncertainty.
पिछले वर्ष हमने भारत-ASEAN फ्रेंडशिप ईयर मनाया और आपसी संबंधों को एक कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का रूप दिया Your Majesty, Excellencies, आज वैश्विक अनिश्चितताओं के माहौल में भी हर क्षेत्र में हमारे आपसी सहयोग में लगातार प्रगति हो रही है यह हमारे संबंधों की ताकत और रेजिलियंस का प्रमाण है
The theme of this year's ASEAN summit is ASEAN Matters, Epicentrum of Growth. Mr. Modi also presented a 12-point proposal for strengthening India-ASEAN cooperation, covering connectivity, digital transformation, trade and economic engagement, addressing contemporary challenges, people-to-people contacts and deepening strategic engagement. He proposed for establishing multimodal connectivity and economic corridor that links Southeast Asia, India, West Asia and Europe. He offered to share India's digital public infrastructure stack with ASEAN partners. The Prime Minister called for a collective fight against terrorism, terror financing and cyber disinformation. At the ASEAN-India Summit in Jakarta, Mr. Modi announced to open Indian Embassy in Delhi, Timor-Leste. In his address at the East Asia Summit, Mr. Modi highlighted convergence on vision for Indo-Pacific between India and ASEAN and stressed that ASEAN is the focal point of Quad's vision. He called for strengthening multilateralism and ensuring a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Modi reached Jakarta in the wee hours today to attend the two summits. He received a rousing reception from the Indian diaspora on his arrival in Indonesia. Mr. Modi has since left for New Delhi. after concluding his brief visit to the island nation. As the G20 summit follows shortly after the ASEAN summits, it was a short visit of the Prime Minister. Briefing media on the conclusion of the Prime Minister's visit, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Saurabh Kumar, said it was a short but very productive visit of the Prime Minister to Indonesia. He said the Prime Minister's participation in the summits will give India-ASEAN relations a strategic direction. Mr. Kumar said, at the summits, Prime Minister Modi called for cooperation in disaster management and enhanced cooperation on maritime safety, security and domain awareness.
Two joint statements were issued between India and ASEAN. These relate to maritime cooperation and food security. In maritime cooperation, areas such as safety and security of maritime area, maritime domain awareness, disaster management, blue economy, etc. have been covered. In food security, millet finds a prominent place. It provides to food security as well as to the environment.
Prime Minister Modi has said India's G20 presidency has focused on human-centric progress to ensure that the fruits of globalization reach the last mile. In an article in an English daily, Mr. Modi said, for India, the G20 presidency is not merely a high-level diplomatic endeavor, but as the mother of democracy and a model of diversity, India has opened the doors of this experience to the world. The Prime Minister said, India's G20 presidency strives to bridge divides, dismantle barriers and sow seeds of collaboration that nourish a world where unity prevails over discord. Mr. Modi said, as the G20 president, India had pledged to make the global table larger, ensuring that every voice is heard and every country contributes. Prime Minister Modi said the Voice of Global South Summit, which witnessed participation from 125 countries, was one of the foremost initiatives under India's presidency. He said India's presidency has not only seen the largest ever participation from African countries, but has also pushed for the inclusion of the African Union as a permanent member of the G20. The Prime Minister said a global ecosystem for clean and green hydrogen will emerge from India's presidency along with a Green Hydrogen Innovation Centre. Mr. Modi said over 200 meetings have been organised in 60 Indian cities, hosting nearly 1 lakh delegates from 125 countries by the end of India's term. He said no presidency has ever encompassed such a vast and diverse geographical expanse. India is all set to host the G20 summit in New Delhi on Saturday and Sunday. As India is all set to host the 18th G20 summit, world leaders have started arriving in New Delhi to attend the global event beginning Saturday. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jugnauth, and President of Nigeria, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, have already arrived in the national capital. Several heads of state and government are also arriving in the city today. Meanwhile, all preparations have been put in place in New Delhi to give a red carpet welcome to the global leaders and make the international summit a historic and successful one. A report.
With less than 48 hours left for this gala event, Delhi police has put in place a comprehensive security plan for the summit, which covers various dimensions, including security of airport, car gate management, venue of events and places of stay of foreign delegates. Central Armed Police Forces, National Security Guard and Indian Armed Forces are also assisting in the security arrangements. The entire area of New Delhi district will be a control zone from tomorrow morning till Sunday. Meanwhile, with logos, cutouts, flags, fountains, faded lights, murals and graffiti on walls, statues, the city has turned colorful from airport, hotels, main venue to NDMC area and other parts of the national capital. Even before the event, Bharat Mandapam, the main venue of the global event, has become a center of attraction for people. Along with hosting the summit, several exhibitions, craft bazaar, cultural corridor, Digital India Experience Zone in Bharat Mandapam is all set to give mesmerizing experience to the delegates. With Divakar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
To facilitate the general public, police personnel and staff from other assisting agencies are deployed for the upcoming G20 summit. The Delhi Metro train services will start from 4 in the morning from terminal stations of all lines for 3 days from tomorrow. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation or DMRC said the trains will run with a frequency of 30 minutes on all the lines till 6 a.m. And after 6 a.m., metro trains will run as per the normal timetable throughout the day on all lines. all metro stations will remain open for the general public tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, except Supreme Court Metro Station, where no boarding or deboarding of passengers will be allowed on Saturday and Sunday due to security constraints. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at Air News Alerts. The festival of Janmashtami, marking the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Devotees are visiting temples to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. In Uttar Pradesh, several temples in Mathura and Vrindavan, including Banki Bihari Temple, Prem Mandir, ISKCON Temple and Sri Krishna Janmabhoomi Temple, have been beautifully decorated on the occasion. Governor Anandibhen Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath have extended greetings and to the people on the occasion. In Gujarat, Krishna Janmashtami is being celebrated with great exuberance at the most revered Dwarikadhish Temple in Dwarka and other famous temples including Sri Ranchor Raiji. Lord Krishna is known for his love for butter and curd and fondly referred to as Makhan Chor. So Dahi Handi event held on Krishna Janmashtami in Maharashtra are the key highlights in Maharashtra. In the state today, several groups of Govinda are preparing human pyramids to reach the earthen pot filled with butter and curd and break it with the stick. Many women groups are also forming the human pyramids. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted people on Janmashtami. India will be participating in the 48th Toronto International Film Festival, which commences in Canada today. The festival will continue till the 17th of this month. The official Indian delegation to the Toronto International Film Festival will be led by Joint Secretary Films, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Prithul Kumar. Under its extensive participation plan, India will host several sessions to showcase the country's creative as well as technological strength and invite international stakeholders to co-produce films with India and films in Indian locations. This year, 6 Indian films have been shortlisted for screening in the official selection at the festival. The list includes Thank You for Coming, directed by Karan Bulani, Dear Jassi, directed by Tarsem Singh Dhandawar, and Kill, directed by Nikhil Nagesh Bhatt. The centre has sought public comments on draft guidelines for prevention and regulation of dark patterns on online platforms. It strongly advised online platforms to not engage in unfair trade practices by incorporating dark patterns in their online interface to manipulate consumer choice and violate consumer rights. Consumer Affairs Ministry said the draft guidelines have been framed after detailed deliberations with all stakeholders. On to sports. In football, Indian men's team will take on Iraq in the semi-final of the King's Cup 2023 at Chiang Mai in Thailand today. The match will start at 4 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Hosts Thailand will take on Lebanon in the other semi-final today. In U.S. Open tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden will face French pair of Nicolas Mahut and Pierre-Hugues Herbert in the semi-final of the men's doubles in New York tonight. The semi-final lineup has been drawn in the singles event after the conclusion of the quarter-final stage. The key domestic share indices today logged modest gains in the afternoon trade. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange was up 102 points to trade at 65,982. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange also rose 33 points to trade at 19,644 a short while ago. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participates in ASEAN-India Summit and East Asia Summit in Jakarta, Indonesia, says ASEAN is the central pillar of India's Act East policy. Prime Minister says India's G20 presidency focused on human-centric progress to ensure fruits of globalization reach last mile. Delhi all set to roll out red carpet for world leaders for G20 summit. Festival of Janmashtami marking birth of Lord Krishna being celebrated in different parts of the country. President, Vice President and Prime Minister greet people on the occasion. In football, India to take on Iraq in semi-final of King's Cup in Thailand this afternoon. And in US Open tennis, India Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden to play in semi-final of men's doubles in New York tonight. And with that, we end the midday news.